I saw a film today called Lions. Four Lions. A film. As I like to do a lot of the times, I went to see the film knowing almost nothing about it. It was what we have here was a comedy, sometimes a light farce, sometimes a black comedy, about four wannabe jihadi terrorists living in London, wanting to blow themselves up for jihad. The thing is, they're incompetent. In fact, just about everybody in the film is incompetent, both the terrorists, the trainers, police, the military. Everyone is incompetent. So the film's even-handed in that sense. It's not just mocking jihadis, although, my goodness, it does mock them. Their hypocrisy, living the materialist life while decrying the materialist life, their anti-Semitism, their stupid embrace of violence, but it also mocks the incompetence of the establishment, the government, and the watching the film, it's the comical attempts by the government to deal with the jihadis is all, not wanting to give too much away. They're constantly misfiring in every sense of the word. It's a good film. It was I suspect it was shot. I don't know if it was shot on HD or film, but as is increasingly the case now, we saw it at the Barracks Cinemas, Palace Cinemas, and we saw it in one of their smaller cinemas that can only show digital projection. I didn't sit in the front or second row as I normally do. Oh, actually, no, I did for this one. I did sit in the front row, but I don't know if I'm getting used to it, but I am starting to notice less and less that I'm watching digital projections. The film had an oddly ungraded look to it. This is the first HD film I've seen in a cinema on digital projection that actually looked like video. It wasn't interlaced or anything, but it had bright colours. It looked like something I could shoot on my HD camera without any grading at all and just put up on the screen. But maybe that was deliberate. Maybe the filmmakers chose to go for the bright colours and the strong greens and that I associate, I do anyway, with video. The performances in the film are uniformly very good, very funny, very funny. I mean, if I was a jihadist, well, I suppose I wouldn't be in the cinemas, but if I was a jihadist or a jihadist sympathizer, I think I'd find parts of the film pretty uncomfortable. Although I wouldn't be surprised if some of the snarky barbs that the filmmakers aimed at jihadists would have gone over the heads of jihadists. It's one of the few films that actually managed to make anti-Semitism funny. That is, it wasn't actually making fun of Jews, the film, obviously. It was making fun of anti-Semites and how clueless they are, particularly the conspiracy theory Zionists are behind everything style of anti-Semites. The film, without giving away its ending, the film isn't universally funny, though. There were moments in the film where the audience laughed, but they laughed with their hands over their mouths in not horror exactly, but shock at what we're seeing. And I think it's a sign of a good black comedy if it can push the boundaries like that. There were times in this film where I found myself thinking, did I just really see that on screen? Am I really sitting in the cinema watching that on screen? Are they really making fun of that? In a way, the film reminded me a little bit of one of my favourite Ealing comedies, The Lady Killers, the original, not the remake with Tom Hanks. It too was very dark and quite cutting for the time, and it shocked a lot of audiences. And I think this film might shock a lot of audiences too. Should we really be making fun of this? Certainly, if I had survived a terrorist bombing or knew someone who'd been killed or injured in a terrorist bombing, I might find it hard to watch. But chances are, if you don't fall into that category, you'll really enjoy Four Lions. Try and see it in the cinema with a decent audience. Enjoy the audience's reactions as much as the film.